Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano says today mostly cloudy with a high near 55 to 60. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, the fundraiser for Ukraine, as we talked to you yesterday on the Breakfast Club, still was a success after the snow came in and kind of shortened the event. Sunflowers and snow raised more than $45,000 for Ukraine. Now, they have a second fundraiser coming up on Sunday at Troutbeck because of the snowstorm. That fundraiser will be this Sunday from 12:30 till 3 at Troutbeck in Amenia at 515 Leedsville Road. You can find out more information at troutbeck.com. It'll be an indoor-outdoor event with limited parking. Tickets cost a $150 donation. For details, you can call 786-282-2495. From TriCornerNews.com, Dover hate crime suspects are in court, one threatened to kill. The four Dover men charged with Class B felony of robbery in the first degree as a hate crime for attacking a group of men in December of last year made the job of their attorneys even more difficult because one of the defendants reportedly threatened the life of someone watching from the gallery when all four men appeared in Dutchess County Court in Poughkeepsie on Monday, March 7th. An intensive investigation was initiated by the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, which determined the accused perpetrators were from Dover, 40-year-old Joshua A. Benson, 23-year-old Joshua A. Benson Jr., 34-year-old Nicholas Gassi, and 19-year-old Darius L. Robinson. The BCI concluded that the four men targeted the victims based on their race. All four were arrested for robbery in the first degree as a hate crime, a Class B felony. They were arraigned before the town of Dover Court, were then remanded to Dutchess County Jail pending future court proceedings. It appears New York State mishandled COVID in nursing homes amid ill-prepared health department filings, according to a report that was released. As COVID-19 ravaged New York nursing homes, as the state health department failed to properly track coronavirus outbreaks in the facilities and help former Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration mislead the public about the crisis, according to that new state report. Those are among findings of a state controller's office audit of state government pandemic response in long-term care facilities. The 58-page report details how the state's top public health agency was ill-prepared to handle the massive scope of COVID-19 infections in nursing homes, while its leadership seemingly acquiesced to the Cuomo administration's attempts to downplay the death count by about 50%. More than 15,000 nursing home residents died due to COVID-19. New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed three bills into law yesterday that will strengthen New York's protections for victims of workplace harassment. 6 months after Governor Cuomo resigned amid sexual misconduct allegations, the state legislature proposed a series of bills addressing everything from retaliation against complainants to establishing a confidential hotline for victims of workplace harassment. Several of those bills made it to Hochul's desk this week, and the governor expressed support for bolstering the state's resources for those who faced harassment or discrimination while at work. Quoting here, "Everyone has the right to a safe and secure workplace where they're valued and respected," end quote, Hochul said at a press briefing in New York City yesterday. Going on today in Falls Village, their spring parade happens at 5 p.m. by the D.M. Hunt Library, celebrating spring, St. Patrick's Day, and the Jewish holiday Purim. You're asked to wear a costume, wear green, bring a tambourine. All are welcome. The Berkshire Resilience Brass Band will be playing at that event today. Taking a look at some meetings coming up in our area today in Salisbury at 5:30, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission. In Cornwall, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting at 10:30 this morning. Board of Finance meeting is a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. Meanwhile, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society at Housatonic Valley Regional High School presents Into the Woods. That opens tonight and runs tonight at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. HMTS.org for information and tickets. And this weekend, if you're hungry for sweet maple deliciousness, the Maple Bake Sale as part of the Sharon Audubon Sugaring Open House will be Saturday from 11 till 4. Mouth-watering baked goods such as maple bacon cupcakes, maple cookies, maple pecan pies, tarts and muffins, maple walnut coffee cake, maple whoopie pies, and more, all made with Sharon Audubon Center's very own maple syrup, will be available for purchase while supplies last. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find specials every day, 7 days a week, a tapas menu, and you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram and at interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,063.10, the NASDAQ at 13,456.55, and the S&P 500 at 4357.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.